Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're up to Tehillim Mizmor Samach Zayin, which is actually a play off of what we find in Parshas Naso, the Birkas Kohanim, in a very unusual way. So the language you'll immediately pick up is deeply reminiscent of the bracha which the Kohanim give to the Jewish people. There's a machlokes between the Rishonim. Are the Kohanim really giving us a bracha? Are they just davening that Hashem should give us a bracha, which is the latter is the position of the Rashbam? But for today's purposes, we'll call it Birkas Kohanim, which is actually the position of most Rishonim. So it's very, private kind of a thing. V'samua shemiel b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachem. Shirkichanetz b'kdushaso shal Aharon v'tzivanu l'varechas amo Yisrael b'avo. It's about Hashem's bracha for the Jewish people. And yet, what happens in this mizmor is that David HaMelech takes the idea and runs with it and says, when Hashem blesses us, that not only has implications for us, certainly it does, but it actually has implications in the entire world. Because everybody looks and sees, sort of the schar tov that Hashem is ne'eman l'shalem l'shomei mitzvotav. So let's take a look at the mizmor, and hopefully we'll be able to point out a few of these observations as we go. L'metech b'neginos mizmor shir Elohim yichoneinu v'yivarecheinu ya'er panav itanu sela. So there you have it right off the bat, right? We have the language of Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, Ya'er Hashem Panav Ilecha V'chuneka, right? So we have in this pasuk Ya'er Panav and Yichoneinu, right? Yisa Hashem Panav Ilecha V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. Ladat Baretz Derkecha B'chol Goyim Yishu Asacha. So when Hashem is blessing us and demonstrating Ha'aras Panim to us, a closeness and an intimacy, so that will cause the entire world to recognize the value of that relationship. And it will cause them to want to draw close themselves. They'll rejoice in this eventually as well. As they draw close to you, they'll appreciate Hashem's role, to quote from Avram Avinu, as the Shofet Kol Haaretz, right, as a source of tzedakah and mishpat in the world. Eretz Natnal Yivula, when the land of Israel will bring forth its fruit and its produce, Yivarchenu Elohim Eloheinu, and God will bless us, Yivarchenu Elohim, we will be the immediate beneficiaries, but V'yiru Oso, Kolav Se'aretz, but a sense of Yira, of awe and reverence will be generated even to the edges, the very extremes of the earth. So, again, sometimes we think about, the original message that was given to Avraham Avinu, Avavarcha Mivarachacho Mekalocha, or sometimes we think about this in sort of a direct way, that Hashem will provide blessing to the nations. But there's another way of thinking about it as well, which is really what David HaMelech is talking about in this mizmor, namely that when Hashem blesses us, it sort of creates a paradigm. It shows people, this is the Mitzvah David's interpretation, that having a relationship with Hashem is meaningful and ultimately beneficial. It actually, pays off in the end. What's really interesting, if you take a look at the beginning of the second chapter of Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu makes this point as well. God will be exalted and elevated. Everybody will sort of be heading in that direction. And the entire world will come. Let's go to the Har Hashem. We should learn from his ways. We should walk in his path. Because clearly, they're onto something here. They have the proper lifestyle. And at that point, right, since they've come now to Yerushalayim, to the Har Habayit, and he will bring justice to the many nations. Right, so this is the famous image, right? They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into prune hooks. But as far as, this is the house of Israel, so we will continue to walk with the light of Hashem, right? Ya'er Hashem panavi lecha v'chunaka. But that we will be able thereby to impact the rest of the world by the light that shines on us. So sometimes, we have an impact on the world around us by direct engagement, and sometimes we have an impact on the world around us simply by the example, by virtue of the example that we set. We can really go, in multiple directions. It's all a question of, what exactly our goals are how... what situation, militates you know, in which direction. So sometimes we want to directly engage the world and benefit them that way. That's what the Rambam refers to as Yishuvol Shel Olam, one of the two, you know, I guess, areas where a person should spend their time. The Rambam says, should spend their whole lives in two areas, and in Chachma, Yishuvol Shel Olam, in advancing the world. And sometimes the best way to, you know, is to sort of be a little bit more internally focused and set an example, but an example with the idea in mind of having an impact and an influence of Yiro So Kol Afsei Aretz. This comes up very often in the workplace. Sometimes people want to know, you know, what's the best way, direct engagement or, you know, indirect. And you know, this is a judgment call. It often depends largely on circumstances and specific idiosyncrasies. But I think the most important point to take into account is really that both of these are valid options. And David HaMelech is speaking here about one of them, namely that when Hashem, you know, gives us a special bracha, the Birkas Kohanim, you know, V'samu Hashemi al B'nei Yisrael v'ani Avarchem, that can have a very positive impact beyond the immediate framework of our community. Everybody have a wonderful day.